This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan won re-election Sunday, extending his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Surrounded by supporters, Erdogan thanked them for giving him five more years in power. He also ridiculed his challenger for his loss, saying bye-bye-bye Kemal, as supporters booed. Erdogan came just short of a victory in the first round of elections earlier in the month, the first time he failed to win outright, but he made up for it in the runoff. His win comes despite crippling inflation and the effects of a devastating earthquake 3 months ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Local officials in Ukraine's capital say Kyiv has been subjected to the largest drone attack since the start of Russia's war, as the city prepared to mark the anniversary of its founding. A senior Kyiv military official said Sunday Russia launched the most, quote, massive attack on the city overnight with Iranian-made Shahed drones. The attack lasted for more than 5 hours, with air defenses reportedly shooting down more than 40 drones. Pope Francis resumed regular appointments on Saturday, one day after canceling his schedule due to a fever.
Buongiorno. Oggi solennità di Pentecoste.
The pontiff also held several private meetings. Francis later was captured on video arriving at the studios of a state broadcaster to tape an interview, smiling animately at well-wishers outside. The last time the pontiff spiked a serious fever was in March, when he was hospitalized and diagnosed with acute bronchitis before being released 3 days.